This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. At least two Denver businesses are checking their guests' vaccine status. One of them, To the Wind Bistro, has reserved its Wednesday night dinner just for guests who show proof they've been vaccinated. Ana Luisa Armendariz dined there last week and says she felt protected by the policy.
Actually, at one point during dinner, I looked up and I was like, these folks are vaccinated. I saw them walk in with their masks on and showing their vaccination cards, and I'm grateful.
The Colorado Restaurant Association says the recent uptick in Delta variant COVID-19 cases has brought safety back to the forefront, but it also stresses that the biggest hurdle restaurants in the city are facing is finding staff. Following the lead of other big corporations, United Airlines will require its U.S. employees to be vaccinated. It's a first for airlines. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
United will require that employees in the U.S. be vaccinated against COVID-19 by late October, perhaps sooner if the vaccines get full FDA approval before then. Company leaders call it a matter of safety. United has 67,000 U.S. employees. It's been requiring vaccinations for new hires since mid-June. The airline said the vast majority of its pilots and flight attendants are already vaccinated and get incentives to do so. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Curaconte National Recreation Area along the Gunnison River has been named a dark sky area. The dark sky program is meant to protect nighttime environments around the world. This is CPR News and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 92 degrees. That's as hot as it'll get today.